Okay, we're holding on, according to my stickers, we're holding on page Reish Chav Ches, the second paragraph. Rambam, Resh Perek Beis the Tshuva, Rambam, the first, in the beginning of the second Perek of Hilchos Tshuva, Matzinu Chilek Ben Tshuva Gemura the Tshuva Sheina Gemura. We find the difference. We find the Rambam differentiating between a whole tshuva and a tshuva that is not whole. These are his words. Eizoi hi tshuva gemura. What is a complete tshuva? The shabali yoda dava shava boy. This is a person who the same opportunity to do the avera has risen again. And he has the ability to do it, to repeat it. And instead, he refrains and he does not do the avera. Because of his tshuva. For example, if a person had relations with a woman it was an avera, and after a while he once again found himself secluded with her, and he still has the same love for her, and he still has the same physical strength. He's in the same country that he did the avera. It's a separate issue why that plays a role. And he refrains and he does not transgress the avera. Zehu bal tshuva gemura. That is a complete bal tshuva. The atmosphere of some countries are more prone to avera than others. The air becomes contaminated. When there's certain countries have more of a leaning towards a certain area than others, it automatically affects the people that are there.
You say that
certain
states
produce
a map of colors.
What?
I was waiting for that comment.
What?
You can say that about certain states too.
Yeah, for sure. No, the thing is love, Doc. Just every it has to do with every place.
My father said the filthiest place he ever went to, Mamish felt it to him, was Louisiana. Like, flying in there, he felt very filthy.
The air or the culture of the place?
Whatever it is, it's something that causes, there's just a... an energy or a tumma, whatever you want to call it. I've never been to Las Vegas, but I can imagine that going there is...
It's one of my goals in life, is to never step foot in Las Vegas or Atlantic City. It's honestly.
I've been to Atlantic City, in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is pretty bad.
Okay. Who's your Shlomo Amar? This is what Shlomo HaMelech says. They say that the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, when he came to America before the war, he came to America to collect money. So he was for Yeshiva Branovich. So he had a driver, and he was in New York City. He had a driver, and whenever Rabbi Chanan would be in the car, he would sit with his head down, with his eyes closed. He didn't want to, whatever was out there, but even back then, he didn't want to see. So the driver was driving in New York City through 42nd Street, Times Square. And Rabbi Chanan had no idea where they were going. His head was down. He said, "Oh, yo, I feel we're going through Guyana."
I try that while I'm driving, but it doesn't work out.
What yeah. was
While driving. What officer?
I don't know what to say.
Another day, Gera Chosid once came to the previous Gera Rebbe, Rebbe Chizmanachem, and he asked him if he should. He said that he really has cheshik to learn how to drive. He wants to start driving. So the Gera Rebbe told him there's a problem with that. He says, because if you do look, it's gili arayas. If you don't look, it's shvichas damim.
Yeah.
So what do you need the whole Avodah Zarah for? Okay. Who's your Shlomo Amar? This is what Shlomo HaMelech says. Zuchuris Berecha B'mei B'churis Achli. These are still the words of the Rambam. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says. Remember your Creator in your young years. Meaning, if you're going to do tshuva, do it while you still have the physical strength. Because doing tshuva when you're older and you don't have the physical strength is not... you haven't proven your point. And if a person only decided to do tshuva in his elder years, in a time when it's no longer possible for him to do what he once did, even though it's not the best tshuva, it still works for him. And he's still a Baal tshuva. Atkan. Those are the words of the Rambam. So it seems from his words, Shigam tshuva ba'isa isha ba'isa pedik ba'isa makam ava pishi tshuva gemura. Even if he did, it seems from his words that even if he did tshuva with the same woman within the same period of his life and in the same place where he was, even though it's a complete tshuva, nevertheless, if the tshuva was done out of fear, still his averes are not transformed into mitzvahs. Right? The Rambam had said before that, or actually the Rambam says afterwards, that whether the averes are transformed into mitzvahs or they're transformed into shigagas, which are unintentional sins, that totally depends on whether he did the tshuva out of love or out of fear. So one can do complete tshuva, meaning with the same woman in the same place and the same in the same physical strength. Nevertheless, the averes are not going to be transformed into mitzvahs if the tshuva is out of fear. So you see that it's possible to do complete tshuva, yet the tshuva should not be a tshuva out of love. It can still be a tshuva out of fear. So we need to understand the guidelines and the differences of tshuva. Sheim have a tshuva gemura, because if indeed it is complete tshuva, lama ein bo shleimus ha-tshuva, ki digmas tshuva me'ahava. So why isn't it, if it is complete tshuva, why isn't it as complete as the one who does tshuva out of love?
Is that the difference between awe and fear? We were discussing it a couple of
right,
weeks.
Right now he's talking about the difference between fear and love. What seems to me, says the Nesiv Shalom, to be the explanation of all this. When a person sins, yeshkan bezin yane pegam, there are two compromises that the person causes. Echad, number one, shemashchis umetame domay ve'evorav b'retichas domay la'avira. He destroys and contaminates his blood and his limbs when his blood boils to do the Avera. That's number one. V'oid, secondly, Shechil Hashem Shemaim Adei Avera. The person desecrates Hashem's name by doing an Avera. He's rebelling against Hashem. So basically, in other words, the person does two things. He is compromising himself. He's contaminating his body. And secondly, he is rebelling against Hashem. So the way to correct the compromise that against the person's against the self-contamination, is according to what the Avodis Yisroel, which is the Kajan Samagid, writes, Peretir Chazal, and explaining the words of Chazal, and he's brought this numerous times already. Chazal is referring to kashering utensils. There's a person has a utensil that became treif. So the way to kasher it is the same way that it absorbed the treif. So something that was absorbed, something that became treif while it was cold, meaning it was used for cold treif. So all you got to do is wash it off with cold water, and it's kosher. If it was used with hot treif, let's say it was treif food was cooked in it, so then you have to purge it with hot water. So it was absorbed with hot. Then there's the third thing is something that was absorbed through fire without cooking. Let's say you roasted this treif on a spit. Let's say so that spit you can't use hot water because no water was used. So then you have to burn it with. We have to torch it with fire. So that's the halacha in kasher and kelim. The way it was absorbed, that's the way it's going to come out. Says the Kodesh Samagid that this also reflects on ourselves. There are different averis that we do, and the way we absorb the averis, that's the way we have to spit it out. There are averis that we transgress without the boiling of the blood. At that point, our blood is not contaminated. You know, averis that we just do coldly without even thinking. So those averis can be done coldly. The tshuva of those averis can be done just simply without. It's not necessary for the person to get all full of islahavas. The tshuva for that does not require a boiling of the blood of kedusha. For that, it's good enough for the person to regret what he has done and to accept for the future that it won't happen again. But if the avera was done with heat, but a tichas adam la avera with the boiling of the blood to do the avera. So then the correction has to be done with boiling as well. Because we'll only spit it out the way it was absorbed. So then the person needs a slahavos, the person needs a passion to Kedusha. That way, that will expel the passion to says in the Siva Shalom, that's what the Rambam means. That tshuva, complete tshuva, is when the person still has that same physical strength. Meaning, not only does that prove that you're not going to do the Avera again, is when you have the same physical strength and you refrain, but you need that physical strength for Kedusha. You need to be able to use that same type of physical strength to serve Hashem. Oh no, gamim tir nafshem mekano lahabe. Now all this is said to correct the contamination of self. But there's still a second part of the avir. It is like tikkun eschil Hashem on outside the avodah. There still was the desecration of Hashem's name. There was a rebellion against Hashem that happened through the avodah, and that is still not corrected. But somebody who does tshuva out of love, as the Rambam explains, shakavana v'dargo yilois b'yoyser, shiash ramidus ahava, that the intent of love is the most, is the loftiest level of love, which is an obsession of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then through the tshuva, the person not only corrects himself, but he sanctifies Hashem's name. Because he loves Hashem with a tremendous and strong love. He's prepared to desert everything else in the world besides the love, and all other loves in the world besides the love of Hashem. Through that, the person corrects the desecration of Hashem's name that happened through the Avera. Meaning, the Avera, when he did the Avera, he showed that doing the Avera was more important to him than listening to Hashem. So that into itself is a desecration of Hashem's name, to show that there's other things that are more important than Hashem. When the person totally transforms himself and he does tshuva out of love, and tshuva out of love means that he shows that the love of Hashem supersedes any other love in the world, that is how he corrects that desecration of Hashem's name. Ayidei tshuvasa b'yahavah b'yeres la'boidiz barach. It is through his tshuva out of love, which is his love that is burning towards Hashem. Kehai gav nadavka, only through that nekra chetam efrei. Only through that can the person uproot his avera retroactively. And I think he's saying what we mentioned in the name of the Svasemis. He's using that same love that he had to the avera, and now he's using that to serve Hashem. That's how he's able to uproot the Avera retroactively. It's actually the Avera that gave him the insight of what that love is. The love to the Avera had blinded him to the point that he was able to set aside all other loves that he had in the world to do that Avera. That's the same love that's necessary to Ahavas Hashem. It is supposed to, he should be so involved in that love that it should supersede all other loves in the world. Kol Chet Sha'asa, through every Aver that he did, Noisev Kiddush Hashem Echudosh, it creates an extra new Kiddush Hashem. Why? The greater the Rasha he was, the more Averis that he did, so now the sanctification of Hashem's name is a lot greater now that he loves Hashem more than all of those loves that he was involved in. A person that never was involved in bad loves, and he loves Hashem. Okay, beautiful. But a person was so involved in all these different loves, and now he shows that the love of Hashem supersedes everything that he's involved in. So now all of those loves now increase the sanctification of Hashem's name, because they're showing that Hashem, although he was involved in all those loves, the love of Hashem supersedes all those loves. He's not advocating getting involved in all those other loves. He's just saying that a person that wasn't involved in them and now is able to love Hashem even more than all of that, all of those of you are now contribute to that love. The Baba Rav once, My great uncle Lovra was he was a tremendous lover of peace. He does, you know, although unfortunately, out in the Hasidic world, there is, you know, so many different rebbes, and there's unfortunately so much machlekes. He wouldn't tolerate it. He was throughout his life, which was Rosham very long, he maintained shalom with everyone. It came into tremendous difficulty. So he once mentioned that at a gathering, he said that it's the nature of Hasidim to undermine all rebbes besides their own. They say that the difference between a chassid and a masnagid is only one rebbe, because the chassid also frowns upon all other rebbes. It's only his rebbe that's good. And the masnagid is all rebbes. It's the only difference between a chassid and a masnagid is only one rebbe. But he said that. He told the Hasidim, he said, by undermining all other rebbes and just saying that your rebbe is great, you've made me better than nothing.
What?
You've made me better than nothing.
Wow.
But if you respect everybody else, and then I'm your rebbe, so you've made me, you've put me on a pedestal. It's tremendous. So, someone who has no use for any of the desires of this world, right, and only loves Hashem, right? So you've made it better than nothing. Someone who's been involved in all of the loves of this world, and yet the love of Hashem supersedes them all. Now you put Hashem on a pedestal.
So Rav's advocating that we should be experiencing everything in the world, so that we know where to.
You don't necessarily have to actually experience it; you just have to appreciate it.
Hard to appreciate.
You
can't appreciate unless you're pissed. Yeah, right. Yeah, let's think about.
Most of us don't need to worry about.
Yeah, don't worry.
I thought you were in mourning.
So, yeah. That's why he's wearing what he's wearing.
I know.
I wouldn't be wearing that outfit if I were him.
Right. So, is this
a row?
Question is: if Manchester United is the only good team, or if it's better than all the other good teams?
Well, this morning they're not very good.
Let's keep the piece of the table.
There's no trophy for second.
Okay. Balkan is known as the topic like Yezakiya. So since all of the Averis are now contributing to the Kiddush Hashem, so that's why they're all transformed into mitzvahs. Baldarazam Gamma is the chuva viziknusa yeshlay derech. So according to this, even someone who does chuva in his older years. So many of you still have hope here.
Yeah.
Still has.
You're still breathing. There's still a chance here.
I'll have to do chuva for that sometimes. They still have hope. Hayinu, meaning Ayde Shiyas Chuva Mi Ahava. When a person does chuva out of love, to the point that they're obsessed with the love of Hashem, that retroactively corrects the chait. Now, in the place of the desecration of Hashem's name is now the sanctification of Hashem's name. That is complete tshuva.
Probably missed it, but how is he saying that that's the same as posim akum posim?
That it's the same?
Yeah. it's just another.
Oh, what he? He's not saying that. No, he's saying. Oh, maybe 1 second. Is that what he's saying? No, I don't think he's saying that at all.
Okay.
His kasha was. How is it that although that is tshuva gemura, although that is complete tshuva, when a person finds himself in the same situation, he doesn't transgress the avera again, although that's complete tshuva, why isn't it as great as tshuva mehava? That was his kasha. Why isn't that sufficient? We find that tshuva mehava transforms the averas into mitzvahs, and that yet doesn't. Right, so his answer was, because what tshuva mehava accomplishes is that it places the love of Hashem higher than all the other averas.
What Rambam lays out is tshuva meir. Being in the same place.
It's not necessarily tshuva meir. That is still subject to either tshuva mehava or tshuva meir. So you try to, why are you doing the tshuva? Are you going to get out of here? Okay, I think we'll stop here.